Blog Talk Radio.
News, information, opinion, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins. Prepare to meet your fate.
He's right.
Then one Iron Club crew sends the first guard through.
Try my new electro stun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Well, that's over with. We've made it for another year of Free Comic Book Day. I don't want to tell you about the horrors I went through, you know. I mean, Free Comic Book Day used to be one of those days where I would just, like, it was just, you know, it was fun, it was simple. Now it's just like ravenous dogs out there. People just craving for that free read, those free books, freebies. Nah, I'm just kidding. You know, Free Comic Book Day can never go wrong.
No. Well, it can't.
This is a What Are You Reading comic book show. I am your host, The Surfer. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, I am your co-host, Jordan Worth Cobb.
What are you worth now?
I'm
nothing.
Worth way more. I am worth way more than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Delusional. But anywho, we're here to talk comics.
Yes, plenty and plenty of comics.
And we want to talk with you, not just me and Jordan, because I talk to him enough during the week and weekends and so on, but be better off if we talk to you. So tell these people how
to. Again, that's the beauty of the What Are You Reading comic book show. It's not just us two jackasses, you know, going on and on.
Speak for yourself.
Come on, self-deprecating humor is good. But anyway, you can join us in numerous ways.
I'm just saying, my name's not Jack.
Okay, we're just going to ignore that right now. There are numerous ways in which you can join me and Surfer here live on the air. First is that you can pull out your telephone, cell phone, rotary dial, landline, whatever, and call the number 215-253-4516. Again, 215-253-4516. Really helps us out here. We would like to hold on to that number for a while. So you can also come on via Skype by just calling and or adding the contact silversurfer_forever. It's all lowercase just to help your search out. Or you can join me, Surfer, and Mechatank, and several other users in the Rant Listen Live chat room at www.rantemradio.com/chatlisten-live. It is also at www.rantemradio.com/chatlisten-live, and you can listen to the show live on the air and on rotation, along with the other fine programming here on Rant Entertainment Media Radio. But if you can't listen live, well, that's a damn dirty shame, it's your own fault. But you might have a good reason. So you can listen to us on Stitcher, Internet Radio, Geek Life Radio, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, and of course, the almighty iTunes. Go to iTunes right now and subscribe to Rant Entertainment Media Radio and podcast section. And while you're there, rate it 5 stars and leave a review for our show, any show, all the shows. It's your prerogative. Go ahead and do it. That'll help us out greatly.
So, you made it to Free Comic Book Day this year, right?
Yes.
And saw the Avengers on Saturday.
Yeah, I went to Free Comic Book Day, grabbed a quick bite. and went to the Avengers.
So you had a full day Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my free comic book day experience was short. Made it down there before the store opened, and, you know, they was having a Comic-Con, because also the street there was always having a festival, and they tried to take advantage of it, so they brought out, you know, the cosplayers would come, and they come anyway, but they brought artists, and I guess they had prizes and stuff, but I didn't stick around for all that, because couldn't, but R2-D2 showed up, you know.
Well, that's cool.
Met R2-D2 before at a screening. I'm assuming it's the same R2-D2.
You know, there are so many models out there right now, you can never tell.
Yeah, but I don't know if there's more than one model in this area. I mean, I know the R2s are made if you belong to the R2 Builders Club, which anybody can join. It's free to join. It's just, you know, you gotta have the funds to buy the equipment to build one. And, some guys got onto the Star Wars movie because they knew how to build an R2, a working one. And, you know, one of the producers was like, hey, let's use them for our R2. So, but anyway. And I picked up about 6 or 7 books. But that's about it.
I went. I woke up. But I headed down to out of town where we usually go see the movies. And there is a local comic book shop, comic and game shop there. So I got my books, bought a little something else there.
Was it crowded?
It was just as the store was opening, so it was a decent sized crowd, not too crowded. I could easily walk my way around the store.
You know, I got a problem with Lee. Okay.
What is your problem with Lee?
Well, a couple years ago, right, he posted a little video of his comic book store and the long lines that, you know, people go through. And I was like, I don't have to go through that comic book store I go to. But ever since then, now the lines are getting longer and longer at my comic book store. And I don't like it. What?
That's a good thing.
Look, it's cool that they're coming, but I don't want to be waiting in the long lines, okay? So I blame Lee for this. He put the maloik on us, you know? I didn't think there was long lines the free comic book day until he posted that video. And so I hope he's happy. He did this to ruin my life. I don't know what Lee got against me, but
I am so sorry you're inconvenienced from getting your comics.
I just say he did this on purpose. He has it out for me. I didn't do nothing to this man. I tried to be his friend. But apparently he wants me to wait in long lines on free comic book day.
Fresh your dummy shit to him.
Well, he got his revenge on me. It's cool. I don't hold grudges. So. But anyway,
sounds like it kind of are.
You told everybody the other platforms we on, right? Stitcher, iTunes, all
yes,
that.
Yes, I okay. Said all that.
Just making sure. So,
listen, man.
Got the box office numbers.
Oh boy,
these are estimates. Now, when the first Avenger movie came out, it set the weekend box office total for $207 million for the weekend. So we was wondering if Avengers 2 Age of Ultron was going to surpass that, come close to it. What do you think happened?
What I think happened, it did not beat the Avengers opening weekend.
Yes, it came up short, but it is the second biggest opening of all time. Avengers 2 Age of Ultron opened at $187 million.
Domestically,
yes. And then I think part of the thing is it's on less screens than it was the first time around.
Huh.
I clicked on the wrong Avengers tab. Hold on. Here we go.
Are they professional?
So Age of Ultron overseas. brought in $439 million, so its worldwide total after a week is $626 million. And it's growing. It hasn't even opened up in China yet, so it's going to be in the
top. It's only going to get bigger when that happens.
Uh-oh, here comes Lee to curse me out. Lee, how are you?
Hi.
Hello,
good
Lee.
Evening.
What's up?
Hi, real quick, before I say anything, because right when I called, you were saying it could beat the box office numbers. Did it?
No, it didn't. It only made $187 million, so it's in second place for all-time opening weekend, behind the first Avenger movie.
That's awful.
I think it opened on less screens than the original movie did. But, no, what were you about to say?
No. I just very briefly wanted to, take a 30 seconds to tell you about Free Comic Day.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, well, Free Comic Day for me was, I was kind of bothered by the situation. I had to work, and I thought I wasn't going to be able to participate. And, like Surfer said, those lines and everything, they were more organized. But when I got off of work, it was kind of late. It was kind of like 12-ish, maybe 11 in the morning.
Yeah, I did not.
I called that one shop, and they were giving away, you can get 6 of the Free Comic Day books, and then you can get 20 free comics. And they had like long boxes in the back for people.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got back there, when I called there, they said at 11, which was like 2 hours later, all the free comics were gone. So they had like 250 people online at like 6 a.m. I drove by the night before, and there was already people out there with tents and everything.
I see.
So it was kind of, it kind of sucked. So I was like, oh, because I wanted to read Secret War Zero. That was the one thing I wanted to get, So after, they were like, well, you can still come in and get your 20 free. I'm like, never mind. So I was about to give up on it, and I called another shop that's like right up the street. And, no, I didn't call. I just went. And I went there, and I walked in. But first I was outside, but they kept it last year, and I didn't see anything. So I'm like, oh, this sucks. And she's like, oh, no, they're inside. And they had everything in there, stacks of them. Stacks and stacks. I got everything that I wanted. They had like some newer books at half off, so I was able to fill some holes. And I will say that I'm excited for the whole Secret Wars event, and partly because of this show, y'all show, and also the whole. I'm just really looking forward to it. I'm not really a big event person when it comes to some things. I usually wait and trade, but for this one, I think I might have to read the single.
Well, I'm looking forward to Secret Wars because I'm a Hickman fan, but I already know this is going to be a complicated story. This is not going to be the thing that if you haven't been following along, that you can just pick this up and know where the hell he's at, because he's going to drop you off in the middle of nowhere. And if you haven't been keeping up as to what the storyline was about, it may lose.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you about Surfer. I want to ask you about it because I got one of those. They had like some promotional stuff too for Secret Wars, mm-hmm. that y'all probably already got. That came out where it was like a preview Secret War guide and it showed all the recommended reading, and of course it had stuff, older stuff. But I wanted to know, and I think we talked about this before, how far back do you have to go to? Because I know like with Infinity, you had to read. It wasn't that far into his run on Avengers, but with this one. It's a lot to read. So you pretty much have to read his stuff, or do you have to have a knowledge of the first Secret Wars, Civil War, and all that other stuff that came out? Armor Wars and all that.
The only knowledge you need with the first Secret Wars is you know about the Beyonder. Because once the Time Runs Out storyline hits, that's when you discover that the Beyonders are involved. And,
I've read all that older stuff back in the day. I've read all the stuff from the 80s and 90s and all that stuff.
And apparently,
some of the stuff from the. I didn't read Marvel Zombies and stuff, but I didn't know if I had to read all of his Avengers and New Avengers stuff to understand Secret Wars.
No, it would help, but I'd say if you just want to read the recent storyline and maybe the first volume of Avengers and New Avengers.
Just the first one? Okay.
But that
so Hickman, the time runs out of that.
That was a storyline that just finished
yeah.
this week.
I mean...
Oh, it just finished?
Yeah.
I saw a trade they're releasing called Prelude. There's a trade coming out called Prelude to Secret Wars.
Boy,
I don't know if you've seen the issues collected in there, but I didn't know if that was something that...
Well, if they were releasing it, then I would probably get it. They'll probably put the right books in there.
Because it's like Secret Wars issue 10 and 11. The original Secret Wars issue 10 and 11.
Oh, okay. That's something different then.
Yeah, it'll come out. Yeah, I think it comes out this Wednesday or... I don't know. If one of y'all happen to see it online, it's supposed to prep you for or have some like key elements that are going to be in this new one or help you. I guess the stuff he's going to reference. But I'll be honest, it makes me want to go back and read some of his stuff. I actually did finally pick up the first two trades of his Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
I got them for $5 a piece, so I just went on and got them.
Yeah, so you know, so I want that.
Well, if you're going to read his Fantastic Four, you also got to start with Dark Reign Fantastic Four.
Oh, I gotta go back further than that. Okay.
That was like before he took over the book, he did a mini series because what's that guy's name?
Matt Fraction?
Miller was still writing. Mark Miller was still writing the Fantastic Four when Dark Reign started, so he hadn't finished out his storyline. So he did a.
You have to read Mark Millar's stuff too, or just
Dark Reign start with Dark Reign Fantastic Four.
Okay.
And I'll say this. I'll maybe get a compendium, like a summary thing. Because again, I just was. Because again, Ann Surfer's gonna go on a 5-minute.
You just weren't smart enough, Jordan.
Stupid. I just wasn't a big fan. As much as I love Hickman, Fantastic Four, I just wasn't digging the whole Avengers thing he was doing, and New Avengers. I mean,
I'm not sure how many Avengers teams it is. It makes sense.
I like
it. Listen, if the Avengers didn't turn you on, New Avengers was always consistently good. I mean,
well,
I read that was always good.
Secret Avengers, damn good book. That just sets up.
That
was tough, right?
There are a couple issues of Avengers World. It's not necessary, but that starts to tie in to what's going on. With the last 4 or 5 issues.
Well, I went to the rack and I was confused. I saw something called Avengers Millennium or something with Millennium.
That's just separate storyline, you know.
Yeah, and leads brought some of the stuff he bought at Free Comic Day. Surfer, did you buy anything from your local shop at Free Comic Day?
I just picked up my books for the week. I didn't go in on Wednesday. I waited until Saturday. I had to get the last two Avengers issues, which Cap, tell what I am, man. I'm fucking done with you.
Yeah, and I'll say this: I did buy some things. I bought the latest issue of Daredevil number 15,
mm-hmm.
So I highly recommend. And I also got myself some good stuff. On deals, I got. The Essential Moon Knight, Volume 3, which is a nice big.
The current Moon Knight run?
Cover. What?
Current Moon Knight or old Moon Knight?
Old Moon Knight. This collects.
You mean
Moon Knight.
newspaper stock all ones?
Oh, you mean the Essential Marvel Essential books? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this collects this collects Moon Knight number 31-38, Moon Knight Fist of Kenosha. 136, Marvel Fanfare number 30 and number 30, 38, 39, Solo Avengers number 3, and Marvel Superheroes number 1, all telling stories of Moon Knight. And I also bought a couple trades. First, I bought the Ultimate Collection, first Ultimate Collection volume of Joss Whedon and John Cassaday's Astonishing X-Men run, which collects the first 12 issues.
I watched the cartoon.
What?
I watched the cartoon.
You mean the motion comic on Baseline?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
You know, if you're in the if you can watch motion comics, it's fine. I mean, not a lot of people like motion comics because it's not real animation, and some people find it annoying. I don't personally, because I watched the Inhuman one, and that was fine.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you,
And the last thing I bought was the first trade of Cullen Bunn's Magneto Infamous, which collects the first six issues of what I believe to be the best X-Men book out.
I thought you was buying those in issues.
What?
I thought you was buying those in issues. I thought you was keeping up with the issues on that.
Yeah, I am, but I also want to trade.
Oh, okay, never mind. So
I'm reading digital, remember?
That's right. Okay, what were you about to say, Lee?
Well, I was going to ask if you know of them. Yeah, I probably do. I know that some people... I know a lot of people online who don't have local comic shops around them. If they do, they may be like miles away, depending on where they live in the state. And I was wondering if any of you found out if they put any the books on Comixology.
Yeah. Most books, they come available on Comixology like the week they're available.
They're out.
The only thing is you pay like the same price for a digital copy.
I mean the free Comic Book Day books.
Let's find out.
And I will say,
curious to know if they did that the same day. Listening, that might help them.
And by the way, I have been keeping up with the series as it goes, but again, I'm on Comixology, as there is no shop where I live.
I mean, there are tons of free books on Comixology, but...
I
know they have the usual ones, because I tried stuff on there, but I just didn't know... If they did the same day, because if there was someone who's listening and they couldn't get out, or they got there and too late, or couldn't just go, period, you know, they could still participate and read some of the stuff. Because I mean, Free Comic Day back then, I don't know how it was when it first started, because I wasn't collecting at the time. I had taken a break, but I think that now some of the stuff that they put out, it's kind of like some of the publishers force you to go because you know they have important information in some of this Free Comic Day stuff that. You know, you just can't skip it. You got to read that too before you can read some of the other stuff.
Well, I'd be honest. The zero issue of Secret Wars, it gives you some information, but it won't.
Once I collect it and trade, when they collect the whole storyline, I'm sure they'll pack zero with it.
It won't leave you like lost. We'll start with issue one.
Got you. I got the two Fantastic Four volumes, second volume, the first two. I got volumes one and two of Preacher. Because they had all soft cover trades for $5 and all hardcover for $10. So I got those four. And I just filled holes. I was able to do a crazy awesome job of filling holes in my collection. And I was so pumped. I walked away like a child in a candy store.
Well, you know you can get a free month of Marvel Unlimited. They've had a couple of codes. Last month was for if you put in Star Wars, you got a free month. What is this month's code?
Trying to think of where I saw that.
It might be Avengers, but I'm not. Don't quote me on it.
I think that. Could.
How much is it a month to normally?
$9.99.
From the content on there, is it worth it?
Well, I haven't checked it out yet.
I
haven't done my free trial, but it's like nearly 15,000 plus Marvel comic books, so I'd say, fuck yeah, worth it.
If you want to read a lot of back issues, the only reason why I don't have it all the time is because I don't have enough time to put it to full use. That's the only thing that stopped me from getting a yearly subscription. But I was stumbling through.
What's how much is for the whole year?
If you get a year's worth, yes. You know, you can buy it at $10 a month. So also.
Oh.
And
if you get a cheap tweet, WWE Network or Marvel Unlimited, which one would you choose?
I don't really use either of those services, so I can't.
I was looking through the Infinity Gauntlet on a Unlimited app, because you know I love seeing Thanos kill heroes, and so.
My favorite part of Infinity Gauntlet, I read that back in, how many years have been now? I was in middle school.
How they what now?
Watching him wipe everybody out. Oh my gosh.
How did they deal with it? You said?
No, I was just commenting on what I said. I enjoyed, I was talking about my favorite issue of Infinity Gauntlet. I went off on a tangent, I'm sorry.
No, I just didn't hear what you said. Yeah, I love four the best because that's where the heels lose, and they lose horribly. I mean,
yeah.
And then just when they thought they had a sliver of hope, because Thor was like trying to win the day, Thanos just backhanded him away, like get away from me.
If I mention something about it, y'all won't consider it a spoiler, will you? I mean, I don't know what y'all spoiler rule is.
We listen.
I mean,
it's, you can't talk about comic books without spoiling things. So, and movies are a different thing. We try not to spoil movies. Although we are going to do a little spoiling later on when we get into the Avengers show at 7:00. But
yeah,
what did you want to bring up?
I just want to say, in the Infinity Comic storyline, I was kind of, as a child, I was upset because I wanted Silver Surfer to be the one at the end of the head, but.
Well, Warlock knew that the Surfer wasn't going to get the gauntlet from Thanos when he sent him in to try to snatch it from him. But he was playing a long game, and he knew eventually Thanos would mess up on his own, and that would be the opportunity to get the gauntlet. But that's Thanos' problem.
Yeah.
He gets it's not the first time he's got supreme power, and then let it slip through his fingers because he can't handle it.
After the Infinity Gauntlet was over, I mean, once they did the other two parts of the trilogy, I was so impressed with Infinity Gauntlet, I could never really get into War. I mean, when I got into War and Crusade, I read them, but Infinity Gauntlet for me was just, it was hard to follow.
Yeah, I think Crusade's probably the weakest of all the three of them.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And
anyway, I didn't want to derail the show. I just wanted to share that with y'all.
All right. It's no derailing. Cool. I mean, we take calls. So we
You're
do.
Oh, know, kind of what we do. It's kind of what we do here, man.
I know. I just enjoy listening to y'all, y'all spit on certain things and going back and forth and your opinions and stuff. Like I said, I listen faithfully to y'all's show. And I before I leave, you don't have to answer it now, but if you can answer this question before the show goes off, or even next week, it doesn't matter. I'm just curious to know, if you had to choose between who would lead the Avengers out of Captain America or Iron Man, which one would you prefer and why? So I just wanted to ask y'all that since last week. But anyway, I will talk to y'all later.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, who would lead them out of what? This current storyline, you mean? Is that what he asked?
I guess he just meant who, if we had to choose a different leader side, Iron Man or Captain America to lead the Avengers.
Well, there's been other leaders. I know the Wasp was a leader at one time, and I don't know if Thor ever led them. But, anyway.
Well, you got an answer?
No, we don't have to answer today, so we can answer next week.
Alright, yeah, you guys prefer that. Since it'll give me time to think.
Alright, so, I guess we'll get into some news.
What up?
For the remainder of this broadcast, please visit us over at rantdmradio.com or search for Rant Entertainment Media on iTunes.